He'd come to see a message in each such late history, a message and a warning. And so this tableau of the slain and the devoured did prove to be. He woke in the morning and turned over in the blanket and looked back down the road through the trees the way they'd come, in time to see the marchers appear, four abreast, dressed in clothing of every description, all wearing red scarves at their necks, red or orange, as close to red as they could find. He put his hand on the boy's head.
"Shh,"
he said.
"What is it, Papa?"
"People on the road. Keep your face down. Don't look." No smoke from the dead fire. Nothing to be seen of the cart. He wallowed into the ground and lay watching across his forearm. An army in tennis shoes, tramping, carrying 3-foot lengths of pipe with leather wrappings, lanyards at the wrist. Some of the pipes were threaded through with lengths of chain fitted at their ends with every manner of bludgeon. They clanked past, marching, with a swaying gait like wind-up toys, bearded, their breath smoking through their masks.
"Shh,"
he said.
"Shh."
The phalanx following carried spears or lances tasseled with ribbons, the long blades hammered out of truck springs in some crude forge upcountry. The boy lay with his face in his arms, terrified. They passed some 200 feet away, the ground shuddering lightly, tramping. Behind them came wagons drawn by slaves in harness and piled with goods of war, and after that, the women. Perhaps a dozen in number, some of them pregnant. And lastly, a supplementary consort of catamites, ill-clothed against the cold, and fitted in dog collars and yoked each to each. All passed on. They lay listening.
"Are they gone, Papa?"
"Yes, they're gone."
"Did you see them?"
"Yes."
"Were they the bad guys?"
"Yes, they were the bad guys."
"There's a lot of them, those bad guys."
"Yes, there are. But they're gone." They stood and brushed themselves off, listening to the silence in the distance.
"Where are they going, Papa?"
"I don't know. They're on the move. It's not a good sign."
"Why isn't it a good sign?"
"It just isn't. We need to get the map and take a look."